followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the historic theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade box office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
It's time for a year-end clearance sale at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue. Every 2015 Kia Optima needs to find a new home. They've got to go now.
Every 2015 Kia Optima comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, you receive complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased.
Take advantage of huge customer cash incentives like $2,500 customer cash right off the top or $1,500 KMF cash and 0% financing for 66 months when you finance through Kia Motors Finance. Either way, you're getting a wonderful car from a great dealer and at a clearance price.
No games, no hassle, just a great deal. It's clearance time at Redding Kia. Let's do this.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. Subject to prior sale on approval to credit. Ends 2/29/2016.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue, on Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, State of Jefferson, and welcome to another Sunday morning here as we continue to roll through the month of January in 2016. We're burning up this month just as fast as we burned up the other ones last year and just keep going and going. So, it is a another cold and drizzly kind of day. I'm loving it. You know, it makes me miss the coast even more and more when, you know, you got your temperatures between 58 and 76 degrees all year long, and you watch fog roll in and things like that. This kind of weather makes me miss it, but man, we sure do need it. And I can't lie, I'm kind of getting a kick out of all the climate scientists that are going, wait a minute, the lakes can't fill up this fast. It just doesn't happen this way. Yeah, it does about every time California ends a drought. It starts filling up the lakes awful quick. And we got a long ways to go. I mean, you don't come out of a drought like we've had in just one season, but it goes a long ways towards filling up the reservoirs. We've got a good snowpack going. You know, all positive things that are coming. So, enjoying the weather. And I am here with my good friend, Wynn Carpenter. How are you doing this morning, Wynn?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good, good. And you've been off and busy and running around and getting things happening and, you know, kind of getting everybody prepped for the next phase of Jefferson.
Yep, yep.
Do you want to touch on that real quick? I know that you wanted to talk about the phone calls and how vital these are.
Yeah, absolutely. We need all the support we can get with making the phone calls to our legislators. If you're able to do that, that'd be great. Go to soj51.net, and there's a a little link on there where you can print out the list of all the legislators and just go down the list and make the phone calls. And if you're only just going to do the calls, great, wonderful. We appreciate all that help. If you want to get signed up for the gun, we're giving a gun away in February, and it'll be electronically drawn as long as your email is entered into the system. Mm-hmm. And you have to do it once a day. You can only do it once a day. So you go onto the main page, hit 51sters, that little button at the top, kind of a green-yellow button. Click on that. It'll take you to the next page. The next page, you put your name on the name line, your first and last name. And then on the next line, you put your email address. And then go down and hit the blue button, and that hits submit. That puts you in for the drawing. And then on the right-hand side of that page, it gives you three names that you can call.
And that seems to be the part that a lot of people are missing on the phone calls, is you have to go register for your three numbers every day to stay in the drawing for us to know how many people are making phone calls, because we're getting a lot of people that are making phone calls, but those numbers aren't matching with what we're seeing on the computer.
Right, because they're not participating in that. Computer portion of it, which is totally fine. We want all the support we can get. We're just trying to make sure that we're tracking the numbers, you know.
Yeah.
But if you want it in for the gun, absolutely. That's where you need to go to make that happen. And again, you can only do it once a day because the system is set up to recognize all emails. So if you put it in there once, you're good to go. You try to put in any more than that, it won't accept it. But you can go in there and you can change the names that you get drawn,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty simple to do. If you pop up and get three names you've already had maybe earlier the week and you want to get three different names, go up on the line where it's got the red text written in there, put your cursor in there, click it, and then hit your enter button. You have to put the cursor in there, you have to click it, and then hit the enter button. Then it gives you three new names, and you can do that as many times as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so just make all the calls you can, you know, do the nice thing. Every staffer I've talked to down at the Capitol have been wonderful. They've been very nice, been very courteous, and they're taking the information. And we're making little headway down there because they're starting to get it.
Well,
they ask
that's
questions.
One of the other things, too, is it's obvious the phone calls are going out.
Correct.
Because the responses we're getting from the legislator's office,
mm-hmm.
they're getting used to Jefferson people calling.
They are.
So we just, you know, if you want in for the gun, and it helps us give an idea of volume when we go and talk to these guys, it lets us know where we're coming from, how many calls they're getting. Please go register. Don't just, you know, if you want to, go ahead, just crack open that book and start making those calls.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can, help us out, register, and let us know what we're looking at.
Right, right. And also, you know who your senator and assembly member are. You want to make sure that you call them, and call them daily. Add them to your list of calling them daily.
I don't know who our senator is. What does he look like?
You know who he is. Mr. Ted Gaines, that nobody knows who he is.
Yes, the empty suit himself.
Yes. His office has been inundated. I know that personally because that's my job.
Mm-hmm.
I call his office daily, and I call, I call all kinds of them.
I don't think they like
I call Dally's office daily. I make sure I call several of them daily because...
Now, here's something that I would like to say about Brian Dally's office.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, out of all of the legislators and the different senators' offices and things that I deal with for the State of Jefferson or the show or the newspaper, the Shasta-Lantern, and mm-hmm. calling for comments, the most professional, courteous, on top of it office I have run into is Brian Dally's office.
That's good.
And I would like to put that out there and compliment them on that. I don't always agree with Mr. Dally and some of the things, but his office and those people that you call here, especially in the Reading office, as they are right on top of it.
Perfect. That's so good. And that's good to know. It's nice that they're amongst us,
mm-hmm.
so they're part of our Jeffersonians here. And the funny thing is, too, like when you call the Capitol and you go through and talk to whoever in whatever office, it's funny. I'll find out that there are people that are answering the phones that live in Jefferson but work in Sacramento County at the Capitol. So I have a little conversation with them. Like, well, this is truly going to benefit you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You get to work in California and live in Jefferson. Guess what? You're going to be way money ahead. And they, really? And so they start thinking about it. It's like, oh, okay. So you're trying to plant that little seed there, get that support from the backside, because they are staffers who mm-hmm. at some point do have an effect on what's going on with the legislator. So
absolutely.
Have that nice, polite conversation. Don't take up too much of their time. Be quick, in and out, and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And just go on to the next one. We have to have an effect. So we're just asking and pleading to everybody, please get on there. If you want liberty and you want Jefferson, you need to do your part as well.
Yeah.
And it takes multiples of us to do it.
Yeah.
So and pass it on. If you get that information and you print it out, share it with your friends and your neighbors and have discussion about it and find out what you're doing and talk to other people and share and be a leader. You know, step up and be a leader and help them out to get the information out there. So that's part of what we're looking at as far as having an effect. The other thing is making sure that we're collecting as far as we can for donation and keeping in mind the donation for the legal fund, and that's all it's for, is to get our legal fund so we can have representation legally for Jefferson when we go to the Supreme Court. And we're going to be starting that fairly soon. We're going to have to put a retainer out probably in the next 2 weeks, and we're going to have two firms that we're working with that are both constitutional attorneys that have been before the Supreme Court, and they're hungry for this.
And they are very confident in this case.
They are very confident, yes.
And the ability for it to seek change and find change.
And by you finding...
It's really simple, people. Donate now or buy ammunition later.
If you can get it.
If you can get it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, get behind a winner.
Yeah. You
know, let's support a winner. Let's make this happen. And the donations are not tax deductible. So because we State of Jefferson Formation is a 501c4. We're not a C3. If we were a C3, we'd take your donation. We report that you gave it to us to the feds. We're not a 3.
We're a
501c4.
There's a perfect example right there. Is we had to go the route of a 501c4 so that your donation is not tax deductible, so that we don't have to turn your name over to the state, because people genuinely have a fear of retaliation from their own government.
Yeah, either through their business or their personal accounts that they're donating through. They're trying to keep it sheltered from the feds, which I get and I totally support. So that's why we went to be a 501c4.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a 501c4. You can donate and just make the check out to SOJ Formation or State of Jefferson Formation. You can mail the checks to P.O. Box 1364, Shingle Springs, California, 95682. That is where our treasurer lives down in El Dorado County.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where she collects the checks, and you can do it there. Or if you're in Shasta County, you want to bring them to our Jefferson meeting, I collect them and I make deposits.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do that, happy to receive your checks from you as well.
Yeah.
We take cash, too. We're not we're not picky. And I actually have money orders, so you know, I collected some over the weekend, so I'll be dropping it in tomorrow morning.
Fantastic.
So that's how you can help support. And collecting signatures is still another big thing. We're collecting signatures on a daily basis, and that is in every single county so that it has more effect, because more of the people that speak by putting their name on the paper, it helps the movement that much more. So please collect the money, do the signatures, and make the calls. That's what we're asking.
Yes. And, you know, it's kind of funny is, you know, some of our opposition themselves have gone and turned around and validated our own declarations that we've turned in, whereas before they said, oh, this doesn't work. The Board of Supervisors can never, you know, make this declaration for the people. Now they've turned around and going, well, wait a minute, the Board of Supervisors can make this declaration, but you can't have a declaration of the people.
Wrong.
And it's like, well, you know, last month I thought it was the board couldn't make a declaration. So
exactly.
So which is it?
Yeah.
So that's kind of one of the funny things, but... you know, one of the things that I wanted to touch on today is because we have some new information out of CalPERS and CalSTRS that just came out this week. And you said you were talking to those legislative people in the offices and things that actually live in Jefferson, but they work in Sacramento. You know, one of the few ways they may end up with a secured retirement is Jefferson.
Yep.
Jefferson may be the only way, because the ship is going down in California. We were looking at an announcement by CalSTRS this week, and they said, you know, we have some issues being unfunded, but no worries. We have an $11.5 billion surplus. And I went, whoa. Okay, that's fantastic news, but where did that $11.5 billion surplus come from all of a sudden? Well, they've been setting aside a interest fund on the side that they didn't disclose, where they're collecting a small portion of interest off of their investments. and setting it aside as kind of a shelter for people that are opting out early and things like that. Now, they said based on the interest that we're generating from this interest fund, it's going to help with our unfunded liability. And I said, okay, well, wait a minute. What is the unfunded liability? Went and looked that number up. $76 billion. Okay. So everything's okay because we're unfunded by $76 billion, but we have an $11.5 billion surplus. I'm sorry, if you're $76 in debt and you have an $11.5 in your pocket, you don't have an $11.5 surplus.
You have a $55
deficit. Yeah, you're
deficit.
In trouble.
Yeah, you're
okay.
In trouble. Okay.
And they said, you know, don't worry, though, because on our unfunded portion, our $76 billion, the rubber's not really going to meet the road till about 2024. Okay, that's when it's really going to start to hurt, and there's going to be more retirees and money coming in, and 2024 is going to be really, really bad. But don't worry, because we have this $11.5 billion that's just sitting there generating interest, and by 2040, that fund will have generated enough revenue to help us with our unfunded liability. It's like, okay, so you're going to be flat broke, like at $0 in 2024. But because this other fund that's a surplus will help you be funded by 2040, and you just start to go cross-eyed from these people.
They're talking in circles.
They're absolutely talking in circles. And people, I hope, really start to understand that because one of our biggest discussions is what about my retirement?
Yeah.
You know, and I can understand that. You know, you've worked your whole life. You've put away for this. You have an expectation. Well, according to CalPERS, you have an inappropriate assumption of solvency.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these people are, you know, and I don't blame them. I think what's about to happen to them is horrible.
Yeah.
You know, and these people that keep saying, well, what about my CalPERS? What about my CalPERS? Go look at the CalPERS website. They're not trying to hide it themselves,
mm-hmm.
You know. And it's worse than what we think it is, I believe, because they have one of their own board of directors that's doing a Freedom of Information Act to get the numbers from CalPERS. One of their own board members can't get the numbers from CalPERS.
That's pretty scary.
That's terrifying.
They should know what the numbers are, of all people.
Out of everybody.
Yeah, because they're making the decisions that affect all of us.
Yeah.
Well, the people that are in CalPERS.
But as long as they are acting in a responsible manner with the United Nations green energy policy, who cares if there's actually any money in there, right? So,
yeah.
That is one of the things that we wanted to talk about, and we'll get into a little bit more and help people to understand that. And another one that I wanted to kind of touch on is the Constitution as the supreme authority of the land.
It is, isn't it?
There seems to be some confusion about that.
Hmm.
It kind of threw me off. Is how it happened is my daughter came home from school, and apparently California has passed a law that a judge can no longer decide whether a juvenile is treated as a juvenile or an adult in a criminal matter. It's now solely up to the prosecutor. It's up to the district attorney on whether or not to charge him as an adult. We no longer allow a judge to judge the situation. Okay.
Aren't they supposed to adjudicate everything? Isn't that part of the process?
Well, that's kind of the idea, you know, hence the word judge itself. But so my child and I, we got into this discussion back and forth. And, you know, what she thought was right. And she goes, well, no, I don't think that kids should be charged as adults. I said, okay, I can understand where you're seeing, you know, coming from that. And, you know, we kind of had the moral back and forth. And she goes, you know, if a kid is, you know, they're not old enough, mature enough to be held entirely responsible for their own decisions. And I'm sitting there going, okay, what'd you do? Because you're not getting out of it. But and we had this breakdown between. She goes, well, if a kid commits burglary, you know, he should be judged differently. And then she brought up this case where these two 11-year-olds, you know, killed an 8-year-old,
mm-hmm.
You know, viciously killed an 8-year-old. And she goes, well, they should be charged as an adult. And I said, well, why should they be charged as an adult over the burglary? They are just incapable of making a decision just because their crime is more heinous. Does it change the capacity of their mind to operate? And we had this back and forth. And, you know, she came to the conclusion that, you know, there shouldn't be any difference in, you know, juvenile or adult. If you commit a crime or if you're charged with a crime, you should be tried for that crime. A jury of your peers should decide whether or not you're guilty, or in this case the law is nullified or somehow altered in this manner, which a jury has the right to do, and then a judge judges the situation and how to treat it. And I said, wow, kid, you sound like the Constitution. And she goes, oh, okay. And she goes back to school, and then she comes back the next day, and she goes, well, my teacher said that's all well and good, but that's not how the law applies to the Constitution. And it kind of got my brain winding a little bit, because it's not the first time I've heard that term, heard that expression, this is not how the law applies to the Constitution. Well, the Constitution is the law, isn't it?
Now, that sounds like it's being where the creator is, over the creator.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, take the Webster's...
Or creative, sorry, it was created.
It's like, take the Webster's Dictionary, okay? Yeah. And I come up with this word, snarflugen, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you that the word snarflugen applies to Webster's Dictionary, and it's going to go in there because I say so. And by the way, it changes the meaning of the word airplane, elephant, ambidextrous. You'd look at me like I was an idiot, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how is that any different than crafting a law and saying that this now applies to the law? How does that work? You can't do that. And I think there's a lot of that goes on in this country, and I think there's a large misunderstanding of how that works, and I want to dive into that. But we probably better get to Jan here in Shasta before we go to our break at the bottom of the hour, and we'll kind of get into that a little bit more. Are you there, Jen?
Yes. I wanted to get back to making phone calls.
Okay.
And I just wanted to compliment Wynn. I thought he did a great job yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Sorry about that. We kind of got into a little rant there. But I think people kind of have... a misconception. I think a lot of people are waking up to understanding their Constitution, but I'm not sure how firm they understand the supremacy of the Constitution.
Hmm.
Is the Constitution the final say and the beginning say? Is it not the beginning of the end and the end of the law? Is the Constitution? I mean, that's the way that I understand it, is you cannot craft anything in contradiction to it. You cannot craft anything that applies to it. You cannot craft anything that modifies the Constitution or its intent, except by a very specific dynamic that's only been done, 17, 18 times?
Yeah.
Okay? So you can't just arbitrarily create a law that applies to the Constitution, can you?
No.
Okay. So then that took my thought process a little bit further. Because back in the Federalist Papers, even Alexander Hamilton, the biggest Federalist of them all, declared that any power or law that is contradictory to the Constitution is to be ignored.
There we go.
It's not a valid law. I'm not abiding by it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you create a law that applies to the Constitution, that's already extra legal, is it not?
Yes.
Okay. So if you create something that applies to the Constitution or is contradictory to the Constitution or modifies the means of the Constitution without following the process of an amendment to the Constitution, that is no longer a valid law, correct?
Right.
And under the 10th Amendment, that power is reserved to what's not reserved to the federal government is reserved to the states and myself as the individual sovereign.
Correct.
So, therefore, I have the power to nullify and ignore any extra constitutional law, correct?
Yes.
Do you think I could get away with that right now?
It would be a battle, but you could do it.
You think I could?
There are a lot of good folks out there that are supportive of this, that are within the legal field that understand that. You would have to rally them as a team of support and fighters to make that happen, to make the point. But, yes, at some point you would... poke a hole in the system.
Yeah, I think that's where people need to start to go. And I want to kind of qualify that and clarify that a little bit more as we come back from our break here. But I think that's where people need to start really going is I will not comply.
That's right.
And here is my legal foundation because the Constitution is the law of the land. And anything that you create or craft that is extra to that, I'm not going to follow and you can't make me.
And the other thing is, too, you need to make those that are making the accusation that this is what you need to do, show me in the Constitution.
Show me.
Tell me. Show me exactly where it says that I need to comply as a citizen. Show me.
Yeah. And that extends, especially here in California, to our gun laws.
Yeah, show me.
Show me.
Show me. Show it's got to be in writing. It's got to be...
Show me your authority.
Yep. Show me. Yep.
So, all right. Well, with that, we better get off to our first break here, and we'll see you guys on the other side.
Turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Happy New Year's. Kathy says we got more heaters coming in, and Johnny's been doing a lot of estimates and installs every day. So if you're tired of being cold, give us a call. Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters and on-demand hot water heaters. We also have a few used heaters for sale with great warranties. Danny's got the delivery trucks working every day. So check your tanks and give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. If you're tired of talking to answering machines and never getting your deliveries on time, give us a call. We don't have a salesman. We just have a lot of warm, happy customers. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, see Joe. In Redding, see Cody. He's the propane king. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over .999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some. With the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen television, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-416-4410. Again, 800-416-4410. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Are we allowed to have a state song? Oh, yeah, we are. We're allowed to do whatever we want.
We are.
I think we should make that our song or some version of it.
Yeah.
Just because I think it'd be hilarious.
Moving on up.
Like when our representatives go to the floor in Congress, can they have theme music?
So you betcha. Like the ball players do when they come out to the mound.
Exactly. Like when they go up to bat, you get that little blurb of music. I think that'd be perfect. So. All right, well, we've got a couple more things we want to dive into, but first we've got Terry on the line with a comment.
Good morning, Terry.
Well, yeah, your last segment, you guys, you hit the nail on the head. Red, you're right. I mean, why do we comply to this stuff? But the thing is that the federal government doesn't have the power to stop us, really, to do anything.
No.
What they do is they utilize the local agencies, the local police, the local boards of supervisors. They utilize those folks and the regulatory agencies. They utilize them to go after us on whatever they deem that they need to go after us on or try to enforce these unlawful, unconstitutional efforts and laws against us. And unfortunately, we have so many unconstitutional sheriffs. We have Sam Paredes coming to the Tea Party tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Now, he's going to be talking to folks about the Second Amendment. Hopefully, the sheriff will come with him reinforce the fact that he is a constitutional sheriff. But I want to invite everybody in Redding, everybody in Shasta County should want to come to that meeting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church, to hear Sam Paredes, the president of the California Gun Owners Association. He's going to talk about the new laws, and not only talk about the new laws, but talk about how they're combating them. And unfortunately, the system, which is totally broken, the people of the state of California for the Second Amendment virtually have to go to court to fight for their constitutional right. Again, the federal government doesn't have the power. It's the agencies that do it. I mean, will our sheriff enforce laws that are virtually against the Constitution? Will our police department do that? So everything we need to do here is local, and that's where the whole ball starts rolling. We need to replace these people. We need to make sure we have people who take that oath to support and to uphold and to defend the Constitution actually do it.
Well, that's I think the people that take the oath of office should know what the Constitution says. You're taking an oath to protect and defend and preserve it. And most of them don't even know what it says.
That's right. A lot of them can't even say the first right, the first five rights we have in the First Amendment. It's really sad. It's extremely sad. Mark Baird made a comment yesterday that was really amazing, because as we talk about the legislation for Jefferson, as we talk about moving forward, we're finding out that people who are elected, the people in elected office, the senators and the assemblymen, don't even know how the process works.
No.
They don't even know the difference between a joint resolution, how that works, and a bill. It is absolutely astonishing to me. And that's why we've got to watch these candidates that are running. Mm-hmm. Because these candidates are all running on the fact that they're placating and they're pandering to people with the same rhetoric you can hear on Fox News, rather than talking about the issues, how they're going to stop what's going on, and how they're going to support the people in their different
districts. Well, those are just silly, shallow campaign promises, Terry. Nobody's going to hold them accountable to those.
But he's kind of the gift that keeps on giving, isn't he?
Sometimes.
Anyway, gentlemen, good show. But, you know, that's the real deal. The federal government doesn't have a way to stop you folks. And the folks out there have to know it's the local agencies, the local sheriff, the local police chief, the local city council people. Those are the people that you've got to make sure the right people are in there. And those are the people you could actually get rid of, either through the ballot box or just, you know, virtually recall. And we're, I think there's a lot of counties getting to that point.
I think
now,
so.
Hopefully, you know, our sheriff is certainly better than most. There's some that we heard yesterday in the 21 counties that we're meeting down in Live Oak that there's some real horror stories about these guys. I mean, to me, when a man gives his word about something, and a man gives his word and says he's going to defend something, especially the rights of his constituents and the law of his country, then, you know, I mean, that's disgraceful, disgusting, and, I don't know, to me, borderlines almost on treason.
Yeah, there is a lot to that. If you deny your oath, it's an impeachable offense. You can be removed from office for not upholding your oath of office.
And we should start
acting
on that.
One other thing, too, people ought to get familiar with, and that's a Title 18 United States Code, Section 242.
Yeah.
That's something. I'll just throw that out there. Folks can look it up.
Actually, I'm going to touch on that in just a minute here, Terry.
Oh, you've got it in front of you, huh?
That and how it applies to a certain aspect of Jefferson right now.
Nice.
So,
all right, you two, I'll let you go. I just wanted to get that in because if we don't start doing things locally, you know, I mean, forget the rest of it.
Right.
Okay, guys, have a great day. Great show. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. And Terry's right. If we don't act locally, the rest of it's just going to go down the toilet.
Well, that's the only thing that's stopping us is us.
Yes.
We're refusing to use the tools and the power that we as the people have.
Right.
And we got to knock it off.
Yep.
We got to stand up and go, no.
Got a man up, got a woman up, got to just grow up
prudent at this
and
time.
Do it. Yeah. Everybody's afraid. What are you afraid of? Success? Hello?
Exactly. Liberty? Yeah. Freedom?
Yeah.
Some people are genuinely terrified of it. Okay. But one of the things that I do want to bring up, and Terry mentioned it, is Title 18, mm-hmm. which essentially says that if any person or body of persons acts against you to deny you your constitutional rights, they can go to prison.
Yes.
There's more to Title 18, but in a nutshell, that's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that we're running into with Keep It California is they are attacking our people's petitions.
Correct.
Okay, they're saying, oh, no, well, these have to be verified. These have to be certified by the county clerk and the county state. Really? Show me.
Yeah.
In the Constitution where it says you have a right to redress grievances
mm-hmm.
of the people to the government, but only if they've been verified by the county or the clerk or by Keep It California. Show me where it says that.
It doesn't.
And I'll tell you right now that if you attempt to deny those petitions of the people because they haven't been verified, we'll go right to the Constitution. And if you stop that redress of grievances because you think they haven't been verified by the state, you are guilty of Title 18, and we will nail you to the wall and watch you squirm.
Yep.
Because those are petitions of the people. Those are redresses of grievances being presented constitutionally to their government. It doesn't say anywhere in there that if the county clerk says so, or if you have a certain number of signatures, or if you pay this much money for a document verifying it. It doesn't say that anywhere. It says we, the people, are entitled to redress grievances to our government, period. End of sentence.
And that's why we're using this part of the process to make it happen.
Are the signatures valid? Are those petitions and declarations valid? Oh, you better believe it.
They are. They're so gold.
that's one of those things that we have to get back to owning the narrative. understanding that we are the ones on the firm ground. We can't go timidly into this thing going, oh, well, you know, that's not what the law said. We're standing on the Constitution of the United States of America.
Yep.
Okay? Let's just put it out there. And either the Constitution is the law of the land or it is not the law of the land. Where do you come down on it? We haven't run into one person that have got the balls enough to say, no, the Constitution is not the law of the land. They think it.
Yeah.
They operate like it's not. They sit there and they smirk at you behind their little politician mask thinking I can do what I want.
Yep.
But they know that they can't say it out in the open. And that's what we need to push them into, is either you follow the Constitution or you go ahead and say, no, the Constitution isn't the law of the land. You're in violation of your oath. You're coming out of your office
right
now. And that only happens if we stand up and push.
Correct.
And push and push. And, yeah, we might get obnoxious about it. And, yeah, we might call some people some names. And, yeah, we might get a little upset. Okay. As we've been beating the drum, I'm done being polite. You're stealing from me, you're stealing from my kids, you're stealing from my neighbors, you're destroying my where I live. I've watched my people be burned out. I've watched my people wither on the vine because they can't get water.
Yep.
I am watching the place that I love be destroyed, and you want to talk to me about being polite, about watching my tone, about name-calling? You people are trying to destroy my country. You're trying to subvert the very document and the law that it's founded on.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here arguing amongst ourselves about, well, man, you know, that was a very nice thing to say.
People are worried about words, and they think that's a fight. That's not a fight.
Yeah. You're lucky I'm not dragging somebody out back and leaving them in a puddle of their own blood and piss. And I'm dead serious about that. It's time to not comply.
It is.
It. We stand on the Constitution, and that is the law of the land. There is no law that applies to the Constitution. There is no law that alters the Constitution.
Right.
And we need to stand up. We need to own that. We need to know that. And it's time to start fighting the wolves off, people.
And everybody has a responsibility as a U.S. citizen
mm-hmm.
to support the Constitution, to defend the Constitution.
Absolutely. And I make this promise guarantee to you, if you run into it somewhere and you make a stand, I'll be there.
Absolutely.
I will be there to stand with you and support you. We will be coming back after this break to wrap this up.
Same old people, kind that'll sell your soul, traded for a shining stone. Ain't nothing in this life for free, running from the greatest evil, finally dawned on me. A man's gotta fight temptation. Evil rose from the door, I hear them scratching like I don't know better. Won't you keep the wolves from the door?
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with a staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 760 USAID 1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Join us for Turtle Bay's most delicious event ever, Chocolate After Dark. On February 4th, you'll enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Peanuts Naturally. At just $35 per person with limited tickets available, this fabulous event is sure to sell out. So don't wait. Get your tickets today. This is a 21 and over event only. Buy your tickets at Turtle Bay or at turtlebay.org now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world, serve its own needs, dummy, serve your own needs, beat it up, an ox, speak, grunt, no strength, doesn't matter, start to clatter with fear, fight down, high fire and a fire, representatives have engaged in a government for hire and a combat site. Metro West is coming in a hurry with the fury breathing down your neck. Keep my team reporters, battle Trump, tethered crop, look at that.
It's about time.
Almost the end of the world as we know.
It's about time. So, you know, if you don't know the lyrics to that song, you've never seen them, you should go look them up. That's actually kind of a deep set of lyrics there. They got quite a bit to say in a real short amount of time.
Very quickly, there, yep.
There's a lot of truth to it.
Yep.
You know, especially the part about the government for hire.
Yeah.
So, and we had some questions in the chat room that said, okay, we nailed someone to the wall, but what do we do about somebody to prosecute them? What are, you know, the judges that rub elbows? And, well, guess what? If the judge won't follow the law, mm-hmm. the judge comes out of his seat.
Yeah.
The DA won't prosecute, the DA comes out of his seat.
You start making noise.
You start making noise. You make these people understand that you follow the will of the people, or you will no longer be there.
Correct.
And, again, we have to exhaust every legal option, every peaceable means available to us. And our founding fathers gave us an entire shed full of tools to mm-hmm. stop this kind of thing if we'll simply use them.
Learn it, know it, use it.
Stand up and say no. That's the first and most powerful thing that you can do. No.
Yeah.
And if your neighbor stands up and says no, and they go after him, you stand next to him, and you say no. because that's the only thing that's getting us out of this,
right,
is if we put a stop to it ourselves and we demand the government that we want. Because right now we have the government we deserve.
Yeah,
we deserve the government that we have because we've been inattentive.
Yep.
We've allowed it to run rampant. We've allowed it to be corrupt. We haven't paid attention. We haven't pruned the tree of liberty. We've allowed it to be overgrown. We've allowed it to bear poison fruit. It's our fault.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our responsibility to fix it. And I'm tired of, well, what if this and what if that? Well, what if?
You deal with it.
You deal with it when the time comes and the problem comes. Okay. I know somebody had an old expression that applied to something else, but it applies here, too. You light the first couple on fire and the rest don't show up.
Yeah.
And there's something to that. So we need to understand, stop complying. If you know a law or an ordinance or something is wrong, refuse to obey it. You have that power. Get out your Constitution and read it. Understand the fundamentals of it. If it is an unjust law, if that is not a power that is enshrined to the federal government or the state, that power is yours. And there is a list of powers and things that the federal government and the state can never take away from you as the individual sovereign. One of the big ones is freedom of speech. They can never tell you when and where you can talk and what you can't say, can and can't say. Stop complying with that. Okay. If you file a petition of grievance with your government, it doesn't matter if it's qualified by the state or the county or anybody damn well else. It's qualified by you, the citizen of the United States of America. That's your right. If they attempt to infringe upon your Second Amendment, an infringement means anything that might prevent you, harm you, alter you, anything from bearing arms. And arms, defined by the word of the day, was munitions of war. They are violating the Constitution. Do not comply. Any of them, pick at one. Pick any of the powers that is reserved to you by the document of the Constitution, and if it is infringed upon, impeded upon, anything, don't take the answer, well, that's how the law applies to the Constitution. The Constitution is a law, no law can apply to it. Stand up and own it. I am so tired of these petty, pissant, whiny arguments about, well, what if this guy won't do this? Or what if that guy won't do this? Who's responsible for putting him in a seat? Who pays his check? We do. Stand up and own responsibility for your government. Yeah, it might get uncomfortable. Some of us might even have to do some time in jail. It might even end worse than that for some of us, for others of us, too. But that's your choice. Sit back and own it, and do what you have to do. Quit with the excuses. Quit buying the nonsense. Quit going along with the government narrative and the propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how the law applies to the Constitution. No, it does not, madam.
Nope.
No, it does not. And have the fortitude and the strength and the faith to stand with your neighbors when they stand up for themselves. Don't sit there and watch your neighbor Fred get drug off if you know that he's right. You go stand with Fred. You and your neighbors and your friends and your church, you go and surround Fred's house and you tell them, no, these people work for us.
Right.
This is a government of us. You're unhappy with the government? There's nobody to blame except you. Because I'll be perfectly honest, I love my government. I got a real big problem with the people running it. But I love my government. I love the form of government as it was intended by my founding fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the Constitution of the United States of America happens to be a divinely inspired document that was created and preserved by Providence.
Agreed.
How can they stand against that? They can't. Unless we surrender it, like cowards, like fools. Stand up for what is yours. Own it, keep it, belong it, love it, nurture it. Otherwise, you're going to lose it.
Well, if you don't use it, you will lose it.
You will. You absolutely will. And I'm up to here with the excuses and the nonsense and the, well, that's just the way it is. That's another one. I don't think anybody better say the words, that's just the way it is, in my general vicinity probably ever again. Because that's not the way it is, unless you allow it to be that way. Okay? That's an excuse. You're pandering to your own laziness then, when you say things like that.
Right.
It is that way because you won't stand up and stop it. And for the people that want to insult the people and make fun of the people that are out there trying to stop it and fight it, you're worse than a coward. You're a toady. I don't know. It's time to stand up and own it. Take control of it. It's yours, Jefferson. Make it yours. Individually, yours. We'll see you next week.
Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds next on KCNR Chapter Ready.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. As the Northeast begins to dig itself out from under all of that snow, blizzard conditions in Washington yesterday forced the defense secretary to find an alternate way home. Details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Defense Secretary Ashton Carter was traveling back to the U.S. from the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He was scheduled to land at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland, but the blizzard blanketing the region forced his plane to divert to Florida instead. He landed at MacDill Air Force Base, home of U.S. Central Command. At the time of Carter's scheduled landing at Andrews, more than a foot of snow had already blanketed the Maryland area, and more was still falling.
And snowfall totals, 38 inches of snow in Red House, which is in western Maryland, 150 miles west of Baltimore, 27 inches of snow in Central Park, 40 inches in the eastern panhandle of West Virginia, 35 and a half inches in Somerset, Pennsylvania, 22 in eastern Kentucky, and at least 20 deaths are now blamed on the weather.